very much.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be back with you again on the WWVA Wheeling Jamboree. It's picking time in my part of the country, and it's memory time for me, I guess. I remember a lot of things that happened when I was a little boy back home on the cotton farm, and a faith that my mother and daddy instilled in me, because they always believed that things were going to be all right. Sometimes he tested us and tried us and put us through a hard time, but it seems he always gave us a blessing that followed up the testing and the trying period. A good time when things were better, that pointed to a time when things would be a lot better. Like the flood of 1937-38, we had to head for the hills, but we came back and that old black muddy Mississippi brought in about 6 inches of rich black dirt. And we planted the cotton the next year and it grew taller than it ever did before. And when picking time came, things were a whole lot better. Well, I got cotton in the bottom land. It's up and growing and I got a good stand. My good wife and them kids of mine are gonna get new shoes come picking time. Get new shoes come picking time. Every night when I go to bed, thank the Lord that my kids are fed. They live on beans 8 days and nine, but I'll get them fat come picking time. Get them fat come picking time. It's hard to see by the coal oil light, and I turn it off pretty early at night. A jug of coal oil cost a dime, but I set up late come picking time. Set up late come picking time. My old wagon barely gets me to town. Patch the wheels and water them down. Keep her in shape so she'll be fine. To haul my cotton come picking time. Haul my cotton come picking time. Last Sunday morning when they passed the hat, it was almost empty back where I sat. But the preacher smiled and he said, "That's fine. The Lord will wait till picking time. The Lord will wait till picking time."